Dear friends, today we celebrate the first Sunday of Lent liturgical year A. And Lent is a time when we prepare to celebrate Easter. That is, when we prepare to celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and our death and resurrection with Him in the sacrament of baptism. That is why Lent is a time of penance, of repentance, of conversion. The first reading from the book of Genesis tells us that our first parents, Adam and Eve, they committed the original sin of pride. They ate the forbidden fruit. They wanted to be like God. They don't want to obey God. They don't want to depend on God. They want to depend on themselves. They want to be gods themselves. They want to decide for themselves what is right and wrong, what is good or bad. They want to decide for themselves. Just like today, many people have decided for themselves abortion is good. Many people decided for themselves divorce is good. They are playing God. So Adam and Eve, they want to decide for themselves what is good, what is bad, what is right, what is wrong. And as a result, sin and death entered the world. Sin and death entered the world. And that is why they were ashamed that they were naked. They were no longer innocent. They were guilty of the original sin of pride. But more importantly, the gospel tells us the new Adam, the second Adam, Jesus, turned back to God. Jesus turned back to God. And this is very obvious from the answer of Jesus to the three temptations of the devil. Number one, the devil told Jesus, turn the stones into bread. But Jesus' answer was, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Second temptation, the devil took him to the highest point of the temple and asked him to jump down. Because the devil challenged Jesus and said, God will take care of you. God, angels will hold you up. You won't hurt your foot against a stone. But Jesus' reply was this, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. We don't test God. In other words, we don't test God. We trust God, we pray, and we do the will of God. That's all. Who are we to test God? We have to trust Him. We have to pray and just do His will. Number three, the devil took Jesus to a high mountain and showed him the kingdoms of the world and all its splendor. And the devil said, I'll give you all this if you fall at my feet and worship me. Jesus' answer was so very clear. Get away from me, Satan. You shall worship the Lord your God and serve none except the Lord alone. Again, Jesus turned back to God. It's very clear from the three answers of Jesus. Number one, man does not live on bread alone, but from every word that comes from the mouth of God. Number two, you don't test God. You shall not put the Lord to the test. Number three, you worship the Lord your God and serve none but Him. Very clear, very clear. But most importantly, the second reading, St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 12 to 19. Because St. Paul tells us, the first Adam brought sin and death to the world. The second Adam, the new Adam, Jesus Christ, brought grace and life to the world. And more importantly, the grace and life of Jesus far outweighed the sin and death of Adam. The grace and life of Jesus is more than compensated for the sin and death of Adam. The grace and life of Jesus is much more, more, more and more than the sin and death of Adam. So much so that in the new life of Easter, in the resurrection, in the new life of Easter, the resurrected life is even better than the life before sin. The new life of Easter, the new life of the resurrection, is even better than the life before sin. And that's why on Easter Vigil night, we sing the proclamation, Easter proclamation. Oh, happy fall, oh, necessary sin of Adam, that how gained for us so great a Redeemer. How can Adam's fall be happy? How can Adam's sin be necessary? Adam's fault can be happy. Adam's sin can be necessary because it gained for us so great a Redeemer, Jesus Christ, whose grace and life, who give us grace and life, whose grace and life is much more than the sin and death of Adam. Far outweigh the grace and life of that Jesus gave to us, far outweigh the sin and death of Adam. So much so that the life of the resurrection, the new life of Easter, is even better than the life before sin. Oh, happy fall, necessary sin of Adam, that have gained for us so great a Redeemer. Ah, very important to note the theme of the second reading. The second reading, as I said, taken from Romans chapter 5, verses 12 to 19. Where is chapter 20? The most important verse. You know where is it? It's not in the second reading. It's in the theme. It's in the theme. It defines the whole reading. What does it say? When sin increased, grace was even greater. Put it simply, the more sin, the more grace. How can it be? It can be because it's Jesus Christ. It is Jesus Christ. Where sin increased, grace increased even more. Because the grace and life of Jesus far outweighed the sin and death of Adam. So much so that the new life of Easter of the resurrection is even better than the life before sin. Now, very important also, in order to receive this free gift, it's a free gift that we do not deserve at all. It's a free gift, it's a free gift, it's a free gift. We do not deserve at all. The grace of life of Jesus is a free gift that we do not deserve at all. We do not deserve it at all. But we have to repent, of course. We have to convert. We have to do penance. We have to turn back to God. And that's why the responsorial psalm is a psalm of repentance. Have mercy on us, Lord, for we have sinned. Have mercy on us, Lord, for we have sinned. The responsorial psalm has got four stanza. Stanza 1 and 2, tell God to forgive our sins. Stanza 3 and 4, tell God, give us the Holy Spirit so that we will not sin anymore. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we will not sin anymore. And that is why during this time of Lent, the church asks us to do penance, to pray, to fast, and to give alms to the poor. Not as a punishment for our sin. Not as a punishment for our sin. But to help us to repent. To help us to convert. So that on Easter Vigil night, we can die and rise with Jesus Christ to the new life of Easter. And for you and me, for most of us who are already baptized on Easter Vigil night, we can renew our baptism. We can renew our baptism faith so that you and I can also rise with Jesus Christ on Easter Vigil night. You and I can also rise with Jesus Christ to the new life of Easter. With this, I wish you all a happy and a blessed land. Amen.